诸位弟兄姐妹平安。我要向大家谢谢我哥哥在上个礼拜五进院，他有了肠癌，礼拜三就出院了，得到主照顾平安，向大家谢谢，感谢主。
大家平安，我很高兴能够回到这里，离开了大概快五个礼拜，谢谢大家的祷告。昨天我妈打电话来说我爸爸出院了，所以这个是让我们真的是感谢神的一件事情。所以刚才接这个姊妹来说谢谢大家，我想我也应该上来谢谢大家的祷告与关心。我觉得我想应该分享的一点是几个月前我在收音上听到夏春岛讲到诗篇第91篇，这个正是也是正好是我们怎么讲，我英文比较会讲，这国家好像感觉很不安定的时候，你要打仗不打仗都不知道我想它不只是唯一的一个preacher 在讲这一篇，所以我就想这篇非常好，我要背下来。然后，所以我就开始背了以后呢，其实要是有人给我翻译，我讲英文比较快。要不然吞吞吐吐的哈。So I heard Chuck Swindoll a few months ago preaching on Psalm 119.
听到一位美国牧师 Chuck Swindoll 的讲道。
At that time, there was a lot of talk and unrest in the country about whether we're going to go to war or not.
当时有许多的讲论，我们是不是要开战
？And there were a lot of talks about terrorist attacks.
有许多说到恐怖攻击。
And he preached on Psalm 119, and so I decided to memorize it.
他那位牧师交通到诗篇九十一篇，我就很喜欢开始背这一篇诗篇。
I never feared riding on airplanes before. 坐飞机的时候从来不怕的。
我坐飞机从来不怕。
But this time I was going to California to be with my parents.
但这一次去看我父亲的时候，我坐飞机。
I got a little scared.
我心里就有点恐慌。
Then God reminded me Psalm 119, so I was memorizing this in my head.
神又借着诗篇九十一篇提醒我。
That he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
住在至高者隐秘处的。
Or rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
必住在全能者的荫下。
And that really comforted me, and I was no longer scared for the rest of the flight.
那个实在安慰我，我就不再害怕。
And then at the hospital, when I yeah.
后来在医院里面。
And I saw my dad going through one major surgery after another.
看着我父亲经过一次大的手术，又经过一次大的手术。
And we weren't really sure how everything was going to go.
我们实在不晓得要事情要如何进展。
And I claimed verse 14 through 16 for him.
我就抓住14到16节。
It says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name.
因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
He will call upon me, and I will answer him.
他若求告我，我就应允他。
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
There many times we would sit in the hospital room.
很多次我坐在医院的这个等候室里面。
And it seems like one thing will happen after another. Sometimes it's hard to be regular, sometimes it's hard to be irregular.
事情接踵而来，一会儿他的心跳正常，一会儿又不正常。
And then he just was not recovering like normal people would.
他不像平常的人那样的恢复。
Because normally after the first spinal surgery, people will go home after a week.
通常在脊椎做手术以后要回去，一个礼拜以后就可以回去。
But heart attack after the day after the spinal surgery.
但是他的这个心 heart attack 心脏堵塞好像就是在脊椎手术的第二天。
And then he was in the department that did not know how to take care of the spinal surgery. They only watched out for his heart.
然后他就被送到一个只知道心脏的这个医院医护那里，他们不知道他的这个脊椎的手术怎么样帮助他。
So he was in a lot of pain because they did not know how to move him, how he should be moving. So it was really hard to watch that.
他非常的痛，因为他们也不晓得要怎么动他，什么该做，什么不该做。看见这个，我心里实在很难过。
And then, finally during the second week, the cardiologist.
后来那个心脏专家
said he needs to go through various tests. And then we keep thinking that he could say, this is a mild heart attack. He could go home really soon. The test will probably show that nothing is wrong with him.
然后那位医生说要经过很多的测试，那我们觉得这个好像只是一个小的这个心脏堵塞，应该不需要这样。
But after the first test, it was determined that a second test was needed.
但是经过第一次测试以后，发现还是要做第二次的测试。
And then because the San Francisco Kaiser is a better hospital for open heart surgery, so they transferred him.
因为三藩市的医院是心脏科更好，所以我们就把它转到那里去。
And from Oakland, I was driving to Oakland across the Bay Bridge for 2 weeks every day.
就从我们住在 Oakland。
没有，我们住在 San Francisco。
住在 San Francisco 带去 Oakland。
哦，没有，爸爸的 surgery 是在 Oakland。For the first 2 weeks, I was driving every day across the Bay Bridge in San Francisco. It was very stressful.
所以前面两个星期我就要穿过那个 Bay Area， 三藩市的那个 Bay Area， 非常的压力非常的大。
And then it was good that he was transferred to San Francisco, so the driving was a little easier.
后来他转到三藩市的医院，对我们来讲就容易很多。
And then because his heart was not regular, so the test got put off.
因为他的心跳不是正常，所以测试就被单延。
So finally, when they did the angioplasty,
最后他们做了。
They discovered angioplasty. People could do a balloon with it, but they did not do a balloon because they found out 3 major arteries 90% blocked and 3 minor arteries 70% blocked.
发现三个血管是90%堵塞，三条是60%堵塞。
So they recommend a surgery. The test was done Friday. They recommend a surgery on Monday.
那礼拜五测试，他们就说礼拜一要做手术。
And we were going, no way. No way he can go through another one. Just after this.
我们实在觉得不可能，他不可能再要做一次这样大的手术。
So we were investigating an alternative procedure that somebody in another hospital in San Francisco had been using.
那我们就想寻求看看其他的方案。
But someday he was fainting, and they say if he keeps up doing this, they're going to have to do emergency surgery. But he stabilized.
那他就好像几乎要昏迷，那别人就劝我们说，你如果不做的话，到时候要做紧急手术。
And so Monday he had the open heart surgery.
所以礼拜一他就做了这个开心手术。
Triple bypass. Okay, again, he was in the cardiology department. But most people who go into the cardiology, the recovery unit, are just heart patients only.
那因为这是心脏的手术，所以在那边都是心脏手术的恢复。
And these patients go home after 3 or 4 weeks. 3 or 4 days.
三四天他这些病人就可以回去了。
So my dad had three different roommates going home already and he was still there.
那我父亲同跟他一起病房的已经换了三四位，但是他还是在那里。
And again, every time a new nurse take their term, a new doctor come along, we have to tell them, now surely it's on the chart, but we have to remind them, he just had a spinal surgery, he cannot move like the regular heart patients.
那每一个医生护士我们都要关照他说，我父亲刚刚做了脊椎的手术，请你们不能够随便的动他，动他的时候要小心。
But praise God, I came home because my brother was there, decided to come for a week.
但是感谢神，我回来以后我的兄弟就在那边。
And yesterday he was able to go home.
昨天终于我父亲可以回家了。
So during the process of these few weeks, I know I called and I emailed and I made several phone calls to please pray, because there were times we stayed overnight in the hospital because we just didn't know how it was going to go during the night or what happened during the night or the next day.
那这几周我们不断地发 email 打电话请弟兄姊妹祷告，我们有时候就连夜守在那里，因为不知道会发生什么。
But God listened to our prayers and I know because he's been a servant of God andThat's why I claim it. Because I know my father loves the Lord, God will take care of him and God hid him.
对，感谢神，实在我父亲是一个神的仆人，我抓住了这句话，他若专心爱我，我要搭救他。
And God will probably grant him a few more years to praise his name and testify to his goodness.
我相信神还会给他几年，让他能够更多的赞美他的名，传扬他的名。
Thank you very much.